Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers dials it up. End zone. Touchdown. Calvin Austin. Steelers take the lead.
Yeah, we had to have a drive there. So, guys made some plays. That important play was the screen there. Kenny cutting it back inside to give us a third and manageable. And then we actually just talked about that in the huddle before the drive about just a subtle signal on what I might want if I gave that when Cal was on the other side. So it was nice he was in the same page. I didn't throw the best ball, but Cal's so damn fast. You know, he made a great play.
Oh, the quiet confidence of Aaron Rodgers. He just oozes leadership, Doran. I think the Steelers would be 0-3 without that guy, and I'm getting crushed on social media for putting that out there. I'll tell you what. We reacted to Mike Florio on Friday, who wondered aloud if Aaron Rodgers was having some buyer's remorse because he had been hit so many times, because you look at the Vikings and that was a possible suitor and maybe he'd rather be there and Jordan Addison's coming back. I think that game yesterday is exactly what Aaron Rodgers signed up for. That game right there. Mm-hmm. I don't got to be perfect. I'll throw a couple of touchdowns. I'll mostly, except for the Robert Spillane throw, take care of the football. And I know my defense with T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward's going to take the ball away and make plays. I'm not going to need to put up 30 points. I'll put up 21. At the end of the year, I'll be sitting there at 10-7, much better than I was with the Jets. I think yesterday is exactly what he signed up for.
No doubt. No doubt.
He got me thrilled.
Mm-hmm. No, he probably thinks he could play better, which, I mean, any... You know, professional is their own toughest critic. But yeah, like that's how you draw it up. Like I can go and win you some games. I can't win you every game. I'm not built to win every single game like I was 10 years ago. And that's the way that we go in on in a way territory and go win a football game. I think you're right.
And you got to hang in there through the ups and the downs. And I don't think that the Steelers would have won the first game of the season with any quarterback that they've had since Ben retired. In this game, we've seen it so many times, when the Steelers' offense is down, it's just down. And they would have almost needed a defensive touchdown to win a game like this these last 5 years. Rodgers stunk for a big chunk of this game. I'm not arguing he didn't. He absolutely didn't. He admitted it. But he stayed true to it, and he throws a really clutch pass at a critical moment, a third down. You don't complete that ball. You're kicking a field goal, and then you just hold on to your butt time. At the end of the game, he talked about that afterwards.
Just our defense, honestly. I mean, there was urgency. I think, you know, it was one of those weird disjointed games. We had three possessions in the first half. We had a chance on the third possession to keep it going. We just, Pat and I weren't on the same page on the scramble drill. Then we sat on the bench for what seemed to be 20 or 30 minutes. So we just couldn't get to a rhythm at all. And then we came out second half. I made a terrible throw. Defense just kind of stood on their head all day. But, you know, I thought the first two drives were really good rhythm-wise, and we just couldn't find that rhythm in the second half.
And I think he was critical of himself in a way that the national media would have told you prior to Rodgers being here that he wouldn't be. Like, I have found that he's been accountable, and he was asked about the offensive line after the game, and he gave them credit, and he said, I had to be accountable these last 2 weeks because I ran into sacks. So he's sort of this, he's sort of the tie that's keeping this thing together right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think if you had Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, if you're sitting here at 2-1 right now. You know, Kenny would sort of do the thing where he wouldn't play well and then he would actually get it done in the fourth quarter. I don't think either of last year's quarterbacks would be sitting here at 2-1 right now. I don't. What do you think?
I think it's pretty close. I think it's pretty close because I put Justin Fields on the Steelers team playing the Jets. You put Justin Fields' stats and what he did against the Steelers. If he was on the Steelers against the Jets, I think he might have won that game.
I don't think they get the best out of him, though. I don't think they did. It's hard to tell now because we haven't seen Justin Fields since that first game.
Right.
Is that who he is or is that not who he is? Because he only threw the ball, what, 7 times in game 2 and then he didn't play yesterday. I think we used to give Ben credit all the time when the defense would hold the opposition to like 14 points and then he'd make the plays at the end of the game. And that's what I'm doing with Rodgers. I'm not saying he played a great game. He didn't. He absolutely didn't. But he actually staked them to a 14-point lead. God, what a foreign concept. Mm-hmm. And he finished the game being clutch when he had to. Kudos to him.
Well, you know they would have taken shots. So say if it was Russell Wilson, and you had DK Metcalf, a connection that has been on the table before, whenever they are in Seattle, I think that they'd take a lot more deep shots if Russell Wilson was here, and maybe that does open up the offense.
You're right. That might have been the case. I still don't think we're seeing Rodgers and Metcalf fully on the same page.
No, not yet. No.
And I do think the previous relationship with Russ and Metcalf would help. Texter, I think you're getting eviscerated because both of you are so dismissive of Mason. The guy can play. It was not that long ago he got them to the playoffs. We're really doing that? Really going to sit here and we're going to prop Mason Rudolph up whenever?
Wait, we're dismissive of Mason?
We're not saying anything about Mason.
Never brought but Mason up
more definition of dismissive, you're just not acknowledging he exists.
I mean, is it being critical of Mason that I don't think that they'd be sitting here at 2-1 if he was the starting quarterback? He's a backup guy.
I didn't even think of Mason Rudolph either, but I think that the big criticism is like, you don't think they could have won one game with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett? Like, 0-3 is a stretch for me.
They're 2-1. And their quarterback has 2 game-winning drives.
Right, but you said without them, would they be 0-3? I think that's
I don't think Mason Rudolph would have led them to a victory. And we can talk
In either game, because you said 0-3.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. He's a backup quarterback. That throw that Rodgers...
I think he might have.
What?
I mean, they messed up on both sides of the ball against the Seahawks royally, and I mean, maybe a different quarterback fixes that.
You think they win the Seahawks game with Mason? Why?
But then they might not win against the Jets because Rodgers went off against the Jets.
Maybe,
very well.
And if say Caleb Johnson wasn't in there and didn't have that play, and Mason was,
If Caleb Johnson's not playing, they might have won the game with Aaron Rodgers. I just think
Rodgers isn't the reason why they're completely defeated right now. That's the whole point. Like they would have a win with the other quarterbacks, at least one.
Who's winning what game?
I think they win the first game.
I think Rudolph...
With Mason? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes. No one had done that since Ben retired. What are you guys talking about?
No, I don't agree with Doran there necessarily. I think Rodgers was key to the win against the Jets. I think that Mason Rudolph could have done well enough to win against the Seahawks.
What?
I think Mason Rudolph would have been capable of throwing 4 touchdown passes. Yeah.
What? Then why do they have Rodgers? What's the point? Why not
he's
just
Aaron Rodgers?
Why not just roll with Mason? I think
Mason was definitely good enough to beat the Patriots yesterday too. I mean,
yeah,
they scored 21 points.
I would argue
4 in turnover differential. What are you talking about?
I would argue that I mean, if you had a different quarterback in there who was more mobile, maybe they get out of pressures that Rodgers can't. I mean, that
much I definitely agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's the best point that Callis has made so far is any quarterback in the league is going to move better than Rodgers. And I think, unfortunately, because I said earlier, Rodgers has moved better these last 2 weeks and the text line exploded. No, he hasn't. He has. He was just that bad mobility-wise in week 1.
Yeah. I'm just hung up on 0-3. I just can't get with you. Without Rodgers, they'd be 0-3. I don't agree with that at all. And I think that's where the textures are also not agreeing with
you. He has two game-winning touchdown drives. I just don't think if the game's played
out. Kenny Pickett had a million game-winning touchdown drives a few years ago, and that offense started out with like five straight three and outs in games. I mean, anybody can lead a comeback drive if strategize enough and you're on the ball.
That's another good point, too. So you give Rodgers zero credit for the game-winning touchdown drives.
No, I give him credit. I'm not saying that.
Would they be 2-1 if it was not Rodgers?
Maybe.
I think we're discrediting what Rodgers did in the key moments. They haven't scored a touchdown drive on an opening drive since, they didn't do it at all last year, and they've done it in three consecutive games. They've got points.
You're trying to say that the first drive of the offensive drive of the game against the Jets, do you remember how it went with DK Metcalf, a couple, you know, now screens, and then you threw and scored a touchdown with Ben Skowronek? You don't think that Mason could have orchestrated that drive?
I can say with zero confidence that he would have orchestrated that drive. I'm not saying he couldn't have, but they didn't do it for 17 games in the prior year at all. And Rodgers has now done it in two of the three games, and in the one game he didn't, they kicked a field goal. I mean, they got 17 out of a possible 21 points, starting off quickly offensively, particularly when this defense has been digging itself holes for the last couple of years. The way they start games, I think, is massive. And we hadn't seen that from any quarterback besides Ben of late. Look, I don't think you guys are saying Rodgers has been bad or anything like that.
I'm saying that there's a possibility that the other quarterbacks that were in here the last couple of years probably may have the same record as Rodgers right now.
At least one win. At least one. Not 0-3.
Yeah, I don't know where the win comes from. I just don't believe in Mason. That throw that...
Yesterday? You think Mason could have won yesterday?
They scored 21 points with four turnovers that mattered to help your offense, because the one was at the end of the half, so you weren't going to turn that into points. There was, 6 seconds left. But you get four turnovers, and you score 21 points, and that's with Rodgers. I don't know that you're winning the game if you got another quarterback back there. Like, I look at what Mason did in the preseason against backups, and with backups too, but, I mean, he had some terrible throws, like the Robert Spillane throw, but he did it in the preseason. I think the Steelers are very lucky to have Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think they'd be where they are right now without him. And I think those...
You think they'd be 0-3 without him?
Yes. 412-928-9370. I do. Agree? Disagree? Questions, comments, concerns as we wait for Mark Caboli? We will take all your calls and your texts. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Mark Caboli, freshly deplaned, joining us now, and he is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Excuse me, I'm in trouble. He's brought to you by Icy Light. That is Icy Light. Mark Caboli brought to you by Icy Light. God, that is unfortunate for a couple of different reasons. Mark, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you fellas doing?
So you literally just got off the plane, and now you're what? Just you're sitting at Pittsburgh International Airport?
Yeah, if you're lucky, you know where Chick-fil-A is. It's right here in Washington.
Chick-fil-A, whatever. So, yeah, I'm right there by the Chick-fil-A.
Mark, what would the Steelers' record be if Aaron Rodgers wasn't their quarterback?
Who are you replacing him with?
Well, if I say Mason, you'd probably say they'd find a way to be 4-0 right now, not even 3-0.
How about Russ?
How about Russ?
I see what you're getting at. I mean, yeah, I think they would probably, if he wasn't their quarterback?
Correct.
What you're saying?
Yes.
Well, they wouldn't win week one. They'd probably be 0-3, maybe, if he wasn't their quarterback.
Ah, I got Caboli.
Mm. Yeah.
These guys disagree,
week one,
which is fine.
In week three?
I just think Rodgers had two game-winning touchdown drives where he was cool, calm, and collected. And I thought that throw to Calvin Austin was about as good as you're going to get.
Yeah, in that situation right there, 2 minutes left, you know there's a field goal on the board right there, but you knew that Washington. You knew that that they were going to go down and be able to win the game, or at least have an opportunity, the Patriots, to win that game with a field goal. So you needed to put it in the end zone. What a perfect throw in the perfect situation. And, you know, we've seen that throughout so far here, that when there was a big-time throw to be made, even in that week two loss, he's been able to make those throws there. So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the defense obviously helped out a lot yesterday. But, I mean, he can throw for 140 yards all you want. If he makes a throw like that, or both the touchdowns, very, very impressive throws.
Mark, do you think that was a great win by the Steelers yesterday?
It was a promising win, put it that way. I mean, I've been up there many of times before, Dorn, and usually it does not end very nicely for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So to be able to go up there and just leave with a win, number one, is huge. And second of all, I think their defense took a step in the right direction. Sure, you could break down the numbers and say they gave up X amount of third downs, fourth downs, total yards. But the bottom line is you look at that defense as a whole, and you're like, okay, I can see why Mike Tomlin was quite high on this defense before this season right now. And what I like about the defense, too, is honestly, I view them as a defense that can get better. And this team as a whole to get better. And I don't think we could say that about many of these teams over the last 5 or 10 years. They usually crap the bed here near the end of the season. So I like the great win, no. Promising win, absolutely.
Well, and I like that Mike Tomlin, Mark, made a lot of the changes that we had discussed ad nauseum throughout the week. We saw Cole Holcomb play 50% of the snaps. Derek Harmon got in there even though he had limited practice time, which is usually not the way the Steelers like to do that. We saw Jabril Peppers in this game. We saw Kwale play the nose about a 50-50 split with Keanu Benton. Mike Tomlin made those changes, and I thought they played dividends.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they worked, like you said. But second of all, it puts notice out there to some of those guys. I don't care who you are, get your act together or you're subject to be benched or you're playing time severely reduced. I mean, Peyton Wilson didn't start the game, but he sure did play a lot. But that doesn't matter. When you're starting and being considered that heir apparent to that position and you get sat down week three and don't even start, that has to open your eyes a little bit as well here. I mean, the question is how far do they go now? Who's next? I mean, my eyes point right to Keanu Benton. Hey, I want Y.A. Black. Derek Harmon, he was on a pitch count yesterday. He goes, I was told I'm on a pitch count. That was not a bad pitch count, playing nearly 50% of the snaps. So you would imagine he could be an 80% type of guy. Put Black and Okwale in the middle. And if Benton, he's the next one. You have a ton of talent, but you're not produced. So you're the next one on the chopping block. And let's see if they move forward here in the next couple of weeks of saying, okay, this guy's better than you right now.
Mark, how much credit do you give the offensive line in yesterday's game? Zero sacks given up by this offensive line. Did they look better, or was it just a fact of Aaron Rodgers maybe getting the ball out or, you know, escaping some of the pressures?
Yeah, I think they're hiding the offensive line right now. A lot of quick throws, a lot of side throws, all putting him in position not to get sacked right now. And that's probably the biggest concern right now. You would like to have that offensive line a little bit further ahead, at least in my eyes, than what they are right now, because you can imagine they're going into those meetings on Tuesday, putting the scheme together, saying, how are we going to protect this guy from not getting clobbered? Because I don't know if I have a lot of faith in this five as a collective unit. They didn't throw many balls down the field again. Okay, he didn't get sacked, but I think that was a process of the game plan more than anything. They stuck to the run game. There was nothing really huge right there, but right now, that's this position you have to start going and say, if you want to take that next step, if you want to play with the big boys, you're going to have to start getting better play out of those five.
Mark Caballi with us until the end of the show, live from the Pittsburgh International Airport, where there's a ton of ambient background noise while he sits at Chick-fil-A. I want to ask you about the running back, the distribution of labor from yesterday's game when we return. Also, the Steelers stars showed up in a big way, a big reason why they won the game. That's all on the way with Mark, who's brought to us by Icy Light.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to try Caballi on the phone line as he's hanging out at the Pittsburgh International Airport, kind enough to join us immediately after getting off his plane. But if we can't hear Mark, then we will dump him. We will kick him to the curb. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you hear me now, Adam?
All right, that does sound significantly
a little bit better.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Mark, the distribution of labor, as Mike Tomlin would call it. We saw Jaylen Warren play 80% of the snaps. Kenneth Gainwell with a... not as many as we've been accustomed to seeing him play through the first 2 weeks, and then zero snaps for Caleb Johnson, three special teams snaps for Trey Sermon. Do you think that Jaylen Warren can continue to shoulder the load like this, A, and B, what will become of our friend Caleb Johnson?
I think it's to be determined with Jaylen Warren. I mean, that's a lot of snaps he had to endure against the Patriots. So, I mean, the only thing I worry about him is he's just never really done that before over his career for a long, expanded period of time. So I think that's just a wait-and-see type of thing. But I would imagine, that they're going to have to get the ball more. And you saw that with Gainwell. But as for Caleb Johnson, man, I would guess if they had more people healthy, that he would have been inactive. He was just active because – you know, they had to build 46 players right now. Obviously, he was taken off of kickoffs. Even though he was a guy that came through, he was running basically the same on the offensive side, during the week. he was still doing like third team reps. So I would imagine that that could be the case moving forward here. He's going to have to prove something, to be honest with you. So I think it's going to be more Gainwell more than anything else right now. And hopefully Johnson does, you know, snap out of this funk that he's in.
Mark, how disappointed are you in Peyton Wilson thus far? I mean, we saw Cole Holcomb immediately show up and, you know, obviously forcing that fumble. How disappointed are you in Peyton Wilson?
Yeah, I thought he was more advanced, more further along than he showed in the first two games. So I don't know about disappointed, but I think he's still a good player and going to be a good player for years to come now, but he just hasn't had enough rep time right now. The problem with Cole Holcomb is, and I think we saw that yesterday, is his coverage skills are still lacking. I don't know. He lost a step or two. I mean, rightfully so, from that knee injury. So moving forward here, they might just have to go 50-50 type of split here, but I'm not too worried about Peyton Wilson like being a bust or anything like that. I still think he's a very, very good ball player. He just needs to get some more reps without getting thrown out there 90-95% of the time. I mean, you're lucky to have a guy like Cole Holcomb. And, I mean, this is almost two years removed from that knee injury, and he looked pretty decent. I mean, he did force that first fumble. But after that, I mean, you really didn't – I mean, after the first couple of series, there was a lot of Peyton Wilson as well. So I think that is going to be moving forward. There's going to be a lot of split at that position.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, because it was 50% of the snaps played by Holcomb, 47% by Wilson. So you think that it's going to be that way moving forward. Do you think that JPJ and Elliott will be back for the Ireland game?
I mean, Elliott looks fine to me, man. He's looked fine. He is no limp, no brace, no crutches, nothing like that. And that's been like that from the beginning. So I would imagine he's darn close of coming back. Those hamstrings are tricky, man, when it comes to a cornerback like that. You want to give him enough time to heal, but you don't want to, you know, when they're almost healed, they're ready to be healed, ready to go out there, you're want to take that extra week off just to ensure. So they might, you know, just wait until after the Vikings-Ireland game, have him a full week after that, then he should be 100%. So I think it's still up in the air for JPJ. Probably both of them, to be honest with you, until after the bye week.
Do you think we'll see more Jabril Peppers this coming week in Ireland?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, I wish somebody would explain to me why the Patriots got rid of him. I mean, you just see him playing out there, and he's still playing at a high level, right? And we're talking about a guy that can hit, he can play multiple positions, can play down in the box, can play safety. And not only that is, I mean, after the game, there had to be six or seven Boston writers that came in just to talk to Jabril Peppers because he's such a nice, outgoing, friendly guy. And, you know, those people from Boston aren't really typically nice people. So I found that interesting that they took a liking to a guy like Peppers. And I mean, I don't know, maybe him and Vrabel didn't see eye to eye. Maybe it was money related with Duggar in the back. I don't know what it was, but that could be, you could look back here in a couple months and say, man, what a good pickup that was. I could see less Juan Thornhill, more Peppers moving forward, especially with, you know, a guy like Elliott soon to come back.
I agree with that. He played 43 snaps yesterday, 58% of the snaps, played a few on special teams too. So they, one week he doesn't play any on defense, the next week he's playing damn near 60% of the snaps. So they must like what they're seeing out of Peppers as well. Mark, when we look back on this game, is this going to be the turning point for Cam Hayward and TJ Watt? Cam Hayward deflects that ball, winds up getting intercepted. I think it's a touchdown if he doesn't get it. Force a fumble at the goal line, had a sack, had a TFL, had six tackles, and then TJ Watt, oh my God, finally he has two sacks. Do you think it could be a turning point for those guys?
Well, I tell you, it was a turning point in that game because a lot of that stuff Hayward did was within the first 10 snaps of the game. He was having a sack. I think they actually took a half a sack away from him.
I mean, he saved 14 points, man. We're talking about an L today if he doesn't punch that ball out and he doesn't deflect the other one.
You talk about, you talk about setting the tone early.
They should pay him.
Really? You should pay him some of TJ's money. I think you can't expect a game like that every week. But I think he felt comfortable. I think he's finally getting his feet up under him. So I think he's just going to move forward playing, Cam Hayward type ball from this time out. And as for Watt, I mean, he's made the big plays at the end of the game when needed. I mean, he's on pace for what? I mean, all this talk about how, Watt, he's not having sacks, he's struggling. I mean, after like a quarter or the fourth quarter yesterday, he's now like top 10 in the league in sacks, right? So he can accumulate them quite quickly, and they were big, significant plays. And how many times did he get held? That's another thing, too. How many times did you see him make those plays yesterday when he's making plays, he's making tackles, he's trying to knock balls out of people's hands, he's sacking people, and plus he's getting held left and right? That tells me that he felt pretty good about himself as well here. So, more than anything else, like I even wrote it, man, when you have those two guys feeling good about themselves, you have to feel good about this defense and this team as a whole, even if they did give up 400 yards, because you got a couple of your stars here. Feels like they're really getting moving here.
Mark, tell me if I'm crazy here, but every time I have this feeling, every time I see this, excuse me, I have this feeling. I feel like the Steelers' defense is always better when Nick Herbig is on the field.
He makes plays, doesn't he? The ball.
It just seems like everything comes together whenever he's on the field.
Yeah. I always say you find the ball finds you. I told him the other day, I said, hey, boy, the ball really finds you. Then I corrected myself. Actually, you find the ball. And that's, when he's out there, he's making plays. But the thing is I'm a big Highsmith fan, too. I think he's very good, too. But I understand what you're talking about. There just seems to be big splash plays made when Herbig is out there. And eventually Highsmith's going to come back. And you would assume that he's just going to be thrown in the rotation, Herbig, with those two guys. So I like their situation right there. But I understand. I mean, if you're looking for a place where it could have been exposed yesterday, I mean, don't you run the ball at Herbig? I mean, maybe it has something to do with Harmon and Sawyer didn't play that much, did he? Him and Liel only played a handful of snaps. So that's what I thought. I mean, you keep saying he's undersized.
Mark, your right brain won there, buddy. A handful of snacks might be a good way to say goodbye to you. That is just that is terrific.
What was I supposed to say? A handful of what? Snaps.
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 What was I supposed to say? Not snacks.
He got a handful of bugles. Cheetos.
I've been up since 4 a.m. and I'm a little clogged up from this plane. So I'm trying to say snaps and snacks ran together.
Mark, here, last thing for you before we'll let you go. We do appreciate you coming on because I know it has been a long morning. Derek Harmon, he looked real good. I would imagine that there will be no snap count for him next week, but maybe I'm wrong in that. What did you see out of the youngster?
I liked it, man. I mean, he didn't seem overwhelmed whatsoever. He didn't seem like he was winded. He didn't seem like a guy who hasn't played in a month. He just seems like a guy that hasn't really taken a full practice, once over the past month. I mean, if that's any indication of where he's going from this point forward, I mean, you have to love it. I mean, we sat here last week saying, yeah, we're all our hopes and dreams of the Steelers defense is on a rookie who's never played before. Well, I think he pretty much shut a lot of people up yesterday that maybe he is that missing piece that they needed right now. I'm maybe overstating it a little bit, but moving forward, I can see him, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the snaps and being a guy that is just very disruptive. It's something you needed on that right side of the defensive line. So it was a great start for him, and just wait till he actually gets to feel comfortable and knows what he's doing. So yeah, it was a good win for him. It was a good win for the team. I'm sure Starkey's going to come in and say they stink. I'm sure Pony's going to say they stink. But as I said, it's a win. Accept it and move forward, because I think this team has a good chance of getting better as far as the season's going out here compared to maybe the previous years. So.
Mark, we appreciate the time. Thank you, brother. Grab yourself a handful of snacks, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas, we'll see you.
See you.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm going to get a text from Starkey any second now. Why was he taking a shot at me? He's taking a shot at me.
Yep.
And that will be the subject of Starkey's monologue to begin the show. Yep. Got to give credit where credit's due, and we'll do that when we come back before we hand things off to Starkey. Thanks to Cabali for joining us on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Never. 97 and 90, never surprised.
Mark Cabali joined us in the last segment. Love Mark. He said you can't expect that kind of production out of T.J. Watt or Cam Hayward every week. And he's right. You're not going to get that every week. But I think you need close to that. I mean, I think that's why you pay the guys. I think that's why Cam was holding out for more money, because you know they're capable of that. Like, we shouldn't have to wait until week three for Watt to get his first sack. And actually, I want to be fair to Cam, the Seattle game turned, and they could have won the game in large part because he got his big old oven mitt up, and that got turned into an interception on a fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'll agree and disagree. You're not going to get that stat line from those guys every week, but you need them to impact the game closer to that level week in, week out. That's why you pay them all that money.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to do what Tomlin did. Like, I'm also going to give them credit for playing well. Like, they need to do it, but just because they do it doesn't mean you can't pat them on the back for it. And I thought both guys were elite yesterday. And if one is and one isn't, they probably don't win the game.
Mm-hmm.
If neither of them are, they might get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to the highly paid guys. There was a lot of junk talked on them all offseason, and they need to be consistent. But they absolutely deserve credit for how they played in that game. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Over under 5 minutes before Starkey says something about Cabali.
Under.
He's right there wearing a Pitt basketball polo. I'm going to go under two, and under. I don't think he can hear us right now. Doran, fun show.
Yes, sir.
What do you say we do it again tomorrow at 5:40?
Absolutely.
We're going to do it. We'll talk to you then. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Going to rain today, 60% chance of that. High of 80, low of 65. Tomorrow, high of 74. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.